With the fall sports season close to wrapping up, it's hard to believe, but the winter sports season officially kicks off tonight for Albert Lea Activities Hockey. Albert Lea Girls Hockey, a team that got to the state tournament for the first time in program history last year. They take the ice tonight against Rochester Mayo to preview the 2022-2023 Albert Lea Girls Hockey team as head coach Mark Goskison. And Mark, a good afternoon and welcome to another season of hockey.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
Now, Mark, what year are you in when it comes to being the head coach?
I believe this is my fourth year.
Fourth year as the head coach.
Third or fourth, yep.
Last year, obviously a very memorable year getting to the state tournament. And before we talk about this year's team, just want to reflect with you really quick on that experience. A program that had never been there before. And just give us your thoughts on that run to the Xcel Energy Center. Your team are dropping both games at state, including a very close one in the consolation semifinals, losing to Mankato East by the score of 3-1. Just your memories on that run and the support from the school and from the town and from the area. Just kind of reflect for me on how special that run was last year.
Yeah, it was really, really special. You know, we have a great team and a great community, and you know, being able to put together, you know, a team that actually makes it there it's a pretty awesome thing. And, you know, to go through that whole experience, you know, for such a young team was pretty awesome.
What I thought was really cool for your team, besides getting a chance to play at the Xcel Energy Center, the Tria Rink in St. Paul, which is where the Minnesota Wild, that's their practice facility. And I thought that was one of the coolest ice arenas I'd ever been in, with it being, what was it, 6 floors up? You could see out to a downtown St. Paul to a playing a hockey arena where, again, the Wild practice. And it's not on the bottom ground or not on the level, you know, floor. It's way up in the air. Talk about the experience of playing in those two very cool venues. Again, the X and the Tria Rink Center, or Tria Rink in St. Paul.
Yeah, the Tria Rink, it's pretty neat. It is up, I don't know if it's like fourth or fifth or something like that floor. The one side is all windows, so you can see out. So that's kind of a neat experience. So there's not many times that you're taking an elevator up and you see a Zamboni up on a up above. So that was kind of neat. In the Xcel Center, one thing that I really remember is that the benches are really high, so the girls are having a hard time sitting on the bench. So that was fun.
Mark Goskison, head coach, the Albert Lea girls hockey team, previewing his team for this season. And Mark, we talk about it being a young team. How many seniors did you lose from last year's team? I know you had a couple of senior captains that we named Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. Do you remember offhand how many seniors graduated last year?
Yeah, we had the three seniors that graduated. You know, Melena and Lucy and Esther. That's one thing is they were very good leaders. And so, you know, we're getting we have young teams, so we're trying to fill those roles, but we've got some new fireballs coming out too. So
just a 3 seniors lost from last year's team that got to state. You have 14-12-1 record last year. And Mark, when did practice officially kick off for the girls hockey team?
We started last Monday.
So less than 2 weeks getting ready for the first game of the season again, coming up tonight in Rochester against the Mayo Spartans. And how has the first, week and a half of practice gone?
The first week went really well. We ended up finished that week off with a scrimmage up in Minneapolis, which we came out with a win 3-0 over Mayo, which is who we're playing tonight. We had a 2-2 tie against Minneapolis and a 2-3 loss to Anoka. So pretty good games.
So you've already had a chance to play some live hockey action, which I'm assuming as a head coach, that's pretty important to do that before you play a game for real.
Yeah, for sure. Then that way you can kind of, you know, put together some different lines. And, you know, even with Anoka, we had everybody in that game. So Even the JV players and stuff, you know, we ran them through to see where everybody's going to fit and go from there.
Now, Mark, talk about the lines. Who are going to be some of maybe your top lines going out there tonight against Mayo?
Well, we're going to have Lily, Shelby, and Araya, which are they're the 10th graders, so they're kind of their older girls and you know, be able to fit up with some of the larger male girls. And then our next line out is Haley, Morgan, Hannah. That's 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. Hannah, we'll miss her out tonight for sickness, but we'll stick somebody else in there. And we're really excited to see that line come together. You know, they're with Haley, both the Austin girls are really fast, and it's going to be a fun line.
So looking at the two lines, the oldest on the line is sophomores. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Wow. And now you mentioned a seventh grader and an eighth grader on that second line.
Yeah. So, Morgan, she's back. She was seventh grade last year. So we've got her on there, and then the two Austin sisters are going to be on there. So seventh and ninth grade for them. So.
Wow, definitely a young team with a lot of talent for head coach Mark Goskisian. And Mark, when it comes to defense, who are the starters on defense and maybe the backups for tonight?
Oh, well, we've got all five. We've got Mika and Olivia, Zizi and Kiera that are back from last year. And then we have an eighth grader, Sydney Coker, she's going to step in there and do just a great job too. So,
Rachel Doppelhammer, I assume back in net this year?
Yeah, we got Rachel and Jada are both our goalies, they're both going to do a great job for us, too.
And, Mark, when it comes to seniors, do you have any seniors on this year's team?
We do not. Wow. We don't have any seniors.
Okay, so how many juniors?
We do have, I think there's four or five juniors that are within our entire varsity JV system, so.
Well, Mark, you talked about the young team last year, and you mentioned three seniors that left from the squad that got to the state tournament. You got to be extremely excited about this program because, I mean, that is one of the youngest teams I've ever heard of, having sophomores on the starting line, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders on the second line. I mean, as a head coach, you must not only be excited about this year, but the future of Albert Lea girls hockey for at least a handful of years is pretty bright.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, to go along with that, you know, we do have, you know, they did a little, you know, building last year. So even below, you know, we've got a 12, 10, and we have a U8 team that's even out there. So, you know, we've got a lot of stuff coming up too. So a lot of good talent.
Let's talk about Rochester Mayo. Give us your thoughts on the Mayo Spartans, a team that I think I saw you guys beat them like 5-1 last year. And like you mentioned, you just saw them last week. So there's not much of scouting that I guess you have to do as a head coach when it comes to Mayo tonight.
No, not really. You know, I've got friends within the you know, whole hockey community. And, you know, one of the things, you know, we text back and forth between parents and stuff, and you know, so you know, with between their goalies and their multiple players, you know, there's a lot of friends that are over there too. So
Mark Goskisian again, head coach of the Albert Lea girls hockey team, previewing their team, because if you haven't heard, girls hockey starts tonight, 7:15 face off at Graham Arena over in Rochester. We're going to have our first broadcast coming up a week from tonight. We'll be at Prairie Island Arena in Red Wing as the Tigers take on Red Wing in another Big Nine Conference matchup. Mark, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk on the pregame show coming up next week.
Sounds good. Yep, thanks a lot, Aaron.